Bicentennial Edition. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
This is the 200th birthday for the Farmer's Almanac. Started 1818. We're now at 2018.
That's right. The 200th edition of the Farmer's Almanac is out and available everywhere. And what a great source of information. Managing editor Peter Geiger has been in that role for the past 25 years, 60 years all told, with his father. And besides their always accurate weather predictions, each year a lot of different features, including in this one, their picks for Farmers of the Year.
We encourage people to kind of read the almanac, if no other reason, to hear about the people who were selected as the Farmers of the Year. And then on my website, farmersalmanac.com, people can go and read about 10 other honorable mentions. So very proud of what farmers do and the number of family farmers there are, whether it's Tennessee. And we worked with the American Farm Bureau to help us kind of go from 180 applicants down to the finals.
Peter Geiger says, as for the much-anticipated winter forecast, it's shorts or shovels for a lot of the country, and here in Tennessee.
So I think you're going to find that it was a bit on the chilly side, very wet, and somewhat white, but not hugely white. In fact, on Christmas, we talk about it being warm.
And while that's not necessarily news many of us want to hear, the Farmer's Almanac does have a few storms this coming winter where there should be some substantial snow accumulations.
You're not going to get, you know, blasted, but the Northeast is going to get the cold and the snow, but you're going to get sort of this wintry chill. And when I look at the specifics, we talk about this one storm that on January 4th to the 7th, which is a nor'easter bringing heavy snow accumulations, 1 foot or more, in Tennessee, North Carolina, Virginia, so forth. We talk about another big storm March 1st to the 3rd.
Geiger says along with this year's solar eclipse, the Farmer's Almanac shows another unusual phenomenon next year. Two full moons in January, none in February, and two more in March. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.